This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Got to press the right button. We're back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. The gremlins are running rampant today. That's all I got to say. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. If you're looking for the video, it ain't up yet. It's having its own set of problems. Who's going to win the battle? Or I should say, the State of the Union battle, right? You know, when it comes down to it, this is, you know, this is where I wish Trump wouldn't do this. He's making fun of Nancy Pelosi on Twitter, you know, calling her little Nancy. Not a good place to. I mean, let's let this thing fight out, and let's show really what they're all about, and then you can go ahead and call her all kinds of names afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Because as it stands now, they don't want him to win. They don't care what it takes, how it takes, when it takes. They do not want him to win. So, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Downtown Austin, their crime rates start to chunk up on them a little bit. And they've decided, because walls don't work, they've decided to build a 10-foot wall around the area that they're having high crime in. Because walls don't work. It's just amazing. Downtown Austin alleyway along Red River, known to attract crime, will be getting a physical barrier to keep people out of it. On Wednesday, city staff with the Economic Development Department presented the Downtown Commission with some of the complaints about the alley from the local business owners. The local taxpayer, right? They're the ones spending the big money there. The city's now searching for a contractor to put up a fence that's at least 10 feet high. Why would you make it 10 feet high? That's they'll just get an 11-foot ladder, right? Isn't that what they say about the wall on the Mexican border? You can see people dealing with drugs, exchanging drugs for money. You can see fighting, people having sex, defecating. It's terrible. It's like a third world country down there. Isn't that great? Now, this is a Democrat-run city here. And the thing I love about this is it's like a... Is he alluding to the fact that this might be a crap hole? I'm just asking the question. I'm not saying that's what he's saying. But, you know, is that what third world nations, is that what he's alluding? Is he, we should call for a boycott of this person. Is he actually saying that people fighting, having sex, defecating, drugs being exchanged for money is what they do only in third world nations? Machinist Music Venue along 7th Street backs up to the alleyway in the past. Some of the owners have said that they've installed cameras that have been destroyed. City staff said the police tried to fix the issue with lights, but it only made the issue worse. Well, that's because you could see the money you were counting. You could see how much drugs you were doling out. He says that alleyway needs to be shut down. It should have been shut down over 5 years ago. That's when they started complaining. The business owners started complaining about it, and when drugs and prostitution were starting to run rampant down there. Now, while gathering footage and interviewing for the story, CBS... also witnessed two people in a sexual act inside a cutaway along the alley. So I guess now that CBS videoed it, it must be real. The fence will help hopefully deter the crime in that specific area. But my biggest worry is it's just going to travel to the other alleyway, said Akers. City spokesman said that the issue had become public safety concern. The fence is a solution that will provide the best outcome. Now, the thing I want to get back to, apparently, I'm making fun because this is too easy. This is low-hanging fruit. This is just too easy. Right? So a fence does work. Is that what you're saying? A fence will work. Not a problem. But it won't work at the border. I'm just thoroughly confused. I don't mean kind of, sort of. I mean thoroughly confused. A judge scorches an election officials after discovering they illegally allowed migrants to vote. But that doesn't happen. What are you talking about? How many times have you been told over and over and over and over and over and over again that this is a fallacy? This doesn't really happen. This is a joke. A judge in North Carolina went off on election officials after they allowed a green card holder to vote in elections between 2008 and 2016. A green card holder. Now, that means they're not a citizen. I don't need a green card as a citizen of this country. According to the Raleigh News, a Korean woman named Hyo Suk George, she voted in 2008, 2010, 2016, despite not being a U.S. citizen. Now, according to News and Observer, George lived legally in the United States for nearly 20 years before she voted for the first time. She was coaxed to cast her ballot by an enthusiastic town council member. Now, you would think if you were voted in and you were a town council member, that you would know some of the rules, right? Wouldn't that only make sense? Local officials in Cumberland County accepted her Social Security number, driver's license, and green card. Didn't the Social Security card, they say not to be used as an ID. Well, they used to. I don't know if they still do. I'm so old, they used to. Well, they used to come on a slate tablet when I got them, but they used to say right on the Social Security card. Did you guys remember that? Didn't they say you couldn't use this as ID? Of course, the green card ought to have been a tip-off that George was a U.S. citizen. That's provided that the official even cared. Probably not. I'm Joe, senior host. Dr. Gerard Lamero is going to join us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, because I want you involved, I want you engaged on what's happening. And you really do. You need to be engaged. You need to be paying attention. You need to be listening. It's really that simple for me. So, you know, personally, I'm loving this battle that's going on right now. I love what's going on between the president and Mrs. Pelosi. And maybe, you know, and I'm telling you, have you seen that the more pronounced tick she has in her face now? Every time she talks about Trump, I think her right eye kind of blinks and her cheek goes up and what have you. I mean, this is really an emotional thing for her. And it has nothing to do with the fact that she is, I'm Speaker of the House. No, it goes further than that. She hates him so much. She perceives herself as such a powerful person, she doesn't understand why he won't back down. But I am not the expert. Let's bring in the real expert. He joins me from time to time, Dr. Gerard Lomero. He's an author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. Dr. Lomero is the author of 5 books, and is a popular TV, as you know, and talk show host. You see him all over the place. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I love talking to you, and you always have a fantastic show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. All right. So I won't ask you to weigh in on Nancy Pelosi's health condition, but I'll do that on my own later on. But let's talk about the who's going to win the State of the Union battle. Now, somebody in the chat room earlier said what we should really do is we should have the State of the Union at the Madison Square Garden and just invite the public.
That's a great idea.
I'm with you. I think it'll be great. Let the public in. Let's show how he can actually fill a stadium because regular people, really do like him. Anyway, who wins this fight?
Trump is going to win for a variety of reasons. And by the way, if they did hold a rally and they invited her to debate him on this topic, you could hear the boos every time she starts to talk and the cheers go up for Trump.
Yep.
The American people are with him. There were some polls out recently. I won't mention them by name because I don't like to criticize them personally.
Right.
And that, but both of them were questionable results. They obviously are trying to say Trump is losing support. But look behind the numbers. Look at what's in the polls. You see things like they use registered voters as opposed to likely voters. And that makes a huge difference in the results. I mean, the numbers are off 5 or 10% by the time you add everything up. So you need to really take most polls with a grain of salt, at least initially, until you look at what are in those numbers and the underlying models and if they make any sense. Or are they just really essentially push polls that are pushed out there in the world to get certain news results and certain news story headlines?
Well, I've kind of taken your approach on a lot of these things. When I see the polls, when I see what's going on, I have to sit back and decide, are these real or not? I mean, you know the old joke, right? Are these real or Memorex, right? So
you're
looking at these and you're saying, okay, you can't believe these polls anymore because they're so far off, but they make people feel, you know, like Trump is right or wrong or the Republicans are right or wrong. It kind of drives a narrative, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I read just another poll that was just out before the show tonight, and I read it, and it's written in such a way, a language, that sounds like these are the definite results. This is where the American people stand tonight. And it's like, yeah? You're telling me with this kind of model you expect accuracy? And I really think that either they're very sloppy, and they do it in a hurry, or they just plain want certain results, and you can manipulate the models and the polls in such a way to get the results you want.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think, again, when you look at just this narrative with the Catholic school that went down over the weekend, when you saw how that message was pushed out, if that didn't show you the bias of the left, if that didn't show you the real bias of the news sources, and they were pushing that story hard in the direction they wanted it to go. Right?
That's right.
Seriously.
Yeah, the leftists are sitting every moment at their keyboard, I'm convinced, tuned to Twitter or Facebook, and they are immediately, they've got their fingers up in the air over the keyboard. They're waiting for any one word that they think could be misinterpreted on purpose to say something bad about Trump, or about conservatives, or about Christians, or whatever aligns with their socialist message. And they are ready, and that thing with the Coventry High kids and that was like pushed out immediately. People jumped to conclusion every which way. And you notice they didn't jump to conclusions to apologize. A lot of them didn't.
They never
and
do.
They should have, because this is totally, totally... Well, it doesn't make any sense. It's irrational, in a sense, to jump all over people and attack people who are conservative or Christian or whatever when they don't even have evidence. They just have like a fragment, a filament, 3 words, and that's enough to do it. Or a look on a video, and that's enough to draw conclusions about who's guilty. And obviously, if you're on the right, you're conservative Christian or some combination or pro-Trump or, you know, you happen to have a MAGA hat. Oh, my gosh. Wearing a MAGA hat is like tantamount to being a member of the old Fidel Castro Communist Party.
Well, the SS, right? I mean, seriously, that's
right.
The way they see it. It's a sign of the SS for them. But I don't really think it is. I think they don't know any better. They don't know what it means. They don't know what it entails. That's really what I believe. But what do I know? You know. But this has nothing to do with wanting to fix the wall. This is a full-out, full-blown power struggle between the Speaker of the House and the President. Is it not?
Absolutely. No question about it. I mean, they're in the business of resistance. They can't pass anything in the House. I mean, let's say they wanted to pass AOC's fabulous 70% tax increase. You know, they could do that, but you know what? It's not going to pass the Senate. It's not going to pass the President's desk.
No.
He'll never sign it.
No.
So nothing the Democrats can do in the House for the next 2 years will come into law. They can't do anything except investigate and resist. And that's what they're doing. They're resisting even him being allowed to talk to the American people. What an absurd thing. Say the President of the United States does not have permission from the Speaker of the House to give a speech before Congress, something that's in the Constitution.
Well, you know what? It doesn't say. It does not say in the Constitution that he has to ask for permission to do it. He has. You know what I would do if I was him? I would give my report in what was the Affordable Care Act? How many pages is that? 22,000 pages. I would give my report. Okay, so I would give my report on the State of the Union in a 3-pica, double spaced, 1,000-page report. That's what I would do, because it says that's what I can do. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. See, I would be a bigger irritant to her than he is. If you're listening to The Real Side on ZCN Live, don't go far. I'll be back with Dr. Gerard Romero right after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The friction between the President and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has shifted to include the State of the Union address. Pelosi is now delaying it. President Trump was to address a joint session of Congress on Tuesday, but Nancy Pelosi has denied him access to the House chamber until the government reopens.
That's a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love.
That is now forcing the president to find a backup plan.
We'll do something in the alternative.
Though he didn't say what that might be, Pelosi had asked him last week to postpone the address, and the president called her bluff by saying he'd go ahead with it. She then denied him access, which he called a disgrace. Votes are expected on Thursday in the Senate on border security and funding parts of the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Seriously, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Because I want you part of the conversation. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to understand what's happening. And I mean that with all in all sincerity. I don't even know if that's real English. But I mean that. You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. You need to understand what's going on. And you don't do that by just dealing with, just listening to the right-wing outlets. And, I'm a conservative guy. But you got to listen to the other side. You got to listen to what they're saying. You got to be able to push back and fight back. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, a political analyst, expert on forecast models. Lomero is also the author of 5 books. And as a popular TV and radio show guest, and I always enjoy it when I have him on. And Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate being with you because you run such a great show.
Thank you. You know, when we talk about all the, this quote-unquote Trump derangement syndrome, and that's what it is. I don't care what you say about it. The man can do nothing right, absolutely nothing, and it's extremely scary, is it not? I mean, this is going to hold up us getting anything done in Congress over the next year and a half at least.
Well, you know what? We have to take a long-range point of view. I mean, let's face it. Our schools have been off for years. Our universities have been basically infiltrated by Marxists and socialists and cultural Marxists as well. And, you know, that's the way it is. We have to deal with it. We allowed it to happen. We didn't fight back hard enough to retain our school boards, such as you're doing now. And we have to live with that fact, but we're going to win. And the American people have been showing signals of wanting this change for literally years and years, and I picked up on those in my forecast models. Those trends are still there, and those trends are our friends, and they will win out in the long run. We will, for example, see progress in the Senate because they're about to get rid of the time limits on holding off appointments. You know, a lot of people have been held off on being appointed that Trump has made appointments, because some senators have invoked the ability to debate longer, and that's going to be changed very soon.
You think McConnell's going to do that?
Absolutely. He's committed to doing it. It's going to happen.
Wow.
And he is more conservative than he sometimes talks, but he's actually fed up with things enough to where he's taking action and supporting the president and supporting what he thinks is what's best for the country, which is more conservatism taking place. And it is going to continue to trend. The Senate in 2020 is going to pick up another 3 or 4 conservative seats. That's enormous.
Wow.
In that. And right now, the House, you know, we look at the House and you say, and it's true, and that, and I don't like seeing wasting time. That's 2 years of wasted effort.
Well, it's 2 years of them. Yeah. But it's truly, honestly, any way you look at it, this is 2 years of them doing nothing but pounding on,
right.
You know, President Trump, the new committee that they formed. Their only job is to go look and see what he has done wrong, is to do nothing but investigate him. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But the result is what's important. The result is they are turning off their own voters. They're turning off a lot of identity groups. To varying degrees, and the turnoff is significant. And they're basically sealing up Trump's re-election by a wide margin, but at the same time, they're also going to put themselves out of business. And I'm talking about the fact that the House is not going to be able to stay socialist slash leftist, which they are now, because all they're doing is showing they have no interest in what's good for the country. They have no interest in solving our problems. All they want to do is make Trump look bad, say anything bad they can possibly think of, and basically try to shut down conservative thought and conservative policies and conservative people. It ain't gonna work. It's working against them. They don't know how hard they're hurting themselves. The trends are there, the American people are there, and they are not there. They are not in tune with the American voter. And I'm not talking about American voters who just register and you never see them at the polls. I'm talking about likely voters who are going to vote in 2020. And they have a whole lot different opinion than a lot of these polls, because a lot of these polls look at a different sample of the electorate, but they don't look at the deep numbers that I try to look at. And I think that's tremendously significant, because in the long run, the good guys are going to win.
I hope you're right, and I do look at some of the polls out there, and I look at the questions that they're asking. You and I have both talked about this in the past. If they ask the questions right, if they do it the right way, at least you can get a snapshot in time. And that's all I want sometimes. All I need is a snapshot in time. So, but, you know, again, this is so irritating to me, because they're giving people wrong information. I don't live in a small town, but I live in a town that's small enough in the area that I'm in where people understand or think they understand what's going on. And I go out and I ask them questions. I try to find out what's going on with them. I try to find out, you know, what's happening and where they're feeling about these certain issues. And I'm amazed at how much they buy from the, you know, general crazy media, if you would. I don't even calling it left-wing media doesn't help anymore. It is just flat-out crazy media, period, in my mind.
Right. By the way, let me give you another example of the craziness, just in case you don't have enough examples. Okay, there is a new freshman congressman from Colorado, 2nd District, Joe Neguse. And Joe Neguse is going to be on the Judiciary Committee, or the oversight, you know, in that, in the House. He has said, and this just came out a few days ago, he has said that there's no question the House is going to investigate on perjury charges Brett Kavanaugh, because he lied during the hearings.
I heard that.
And that's ludicrous. That is ludicrous. There was no charges that had any basis in fact. I mean, her supposed corroborating witnesses, like contradictor. I mean, this is the biggest sham, in terms of trying to put up a show trial and say Brett Kavanaugh's lying. I mean, they're the ones who are obviously lying.
They folded like a wet noodle. I mean, all of Ford's people folded like a wet noodle, and you're sitting there going, okay, so where are the charges against the liars who actually, they came out and they said they lied. They actually said they weren't telling the truth. Why aren't these people, these people, I don't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying.
The House is not going to investigate those people because they're on their side.
That's right.
But
they're their people.
You have a freshman congressman from Colorado who says there's no question. And somebody asked him, well, what did Brett Kavanaugh said that was constitute perjury? He said, oh, you know, everything. You know?
Yeah, but that seems to be the line today of the left. That seems to be, you know, everything needs to be investigated. When you look at the new AG for New York, she said that her whole goal, the whole reason she was elected to do nothing but investigate Trump, his family, the people he do business with, his business dealings over the years, and so on. That's why you got elected. It's the same thing when you look at the House Oversight Committee. Look who they put on the committee, and every one of them is saying the same thing. Their job is to investigate Trump. Can you imagine if we said that as Republicans? If we said our only job is to investigate President Obama. That's all we're called to do. Can you imagine?
Well, I would say they're no longer aligning themselves with the rule of law. Because when you try to use the law improperly, without merit against your political enemies, it's becoming a political thing. This isn't how America should operate. And they are so bent on getting power and destroying their enemies politically because they can't win in a debate. I mean, you and I and others have a debate with any leftist, they'll lose in a minute. They can't debate us because the numbers, the facts, the history, the theory are all on our side. So instead, they go after people with frivolous complaints and ridiculous allegations, and the people know it.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We got a lot more with Dr. Romero after the break. Seriously, we win on the wall. Nancy Pelosi loses, and she'll be screaming down the hall like that that scene in Home Alone 2. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You listen to Real Silence, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Gerard Lomero joins me, and I always love when I have him on the show with me. And seriously, I mean, if you haven't picked up one of his books yet, what is wrong with you? Seriously, that's simple for me. You have to head over to his website. We'll put that up on the Facebook page. We'll put that up on the website and what have you. And Dr. Lomero, first of all, before we get rolling here, tell people where they can buy your book.
Well, I have five books. They're in print and also in Kindle editions. They're all available on Amazon, or you can buy them pretty much anywhere else you want. They sell in Australia and Great Britain and on the European continent. So feel free to buy them wherever you're listening. And I do know you have a diverse audience in lots of places.
Yeah.
And you can also go to my website, greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com, with a lot of my predictions from 2016 forward. And then more Great News for America is my latest book from this past year. And it continues, predicting what's going to happen. And we're seeing some of those things happen in front of us, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, well, and scary as well, you know, when I look at some of this stuff.
Well,
I'm thinking, when do we wake up?
We always have had a tough time in America, but our American people are great. They're smart. They have a lot of common sense. and it's hard to pull the wool over their eyes for long. And they're waking up, and they're continuing to wake up, and they're continuing to get rid of socialists, Democrats, leftists, and people who are un-American and want to get rid of the Constitution. And they continue to replace them. And we got rid of 49 incumbent establishment Republicans, also known affectionately as rhinos, Republicans in name only. They're gone. And in their place, by the way, there are 30 pro-Trump, pro-American, pro-constitutional members of this House, which is, you know, controlled by the Democrats at the moment. That's a temporary phenomenon. It was necessary to clear the House of those 49 incumbent rhinos. But now that they're gone, a lot of those seats will switch back to conservative Republicans in 2020.
You know,
we have a great future ahead of us.
You're such an optimist. I love it. I really do. Now, we're hearing these polls that the, you know, people don't really want the wall, or that it's so close. The polls are showing how close it is. And I'm going. I'm not buying this.
Wrong. The polls depend. Okay, I do forecast modeling, which is a little different than polling. Polling, you call 1,000 people, and you superimpose those calls on a model, and the model is supposed to somehow represent the American people. A lot of the models are old. They represent a different time, like during the Obama administration, at least. That's what they appear to look like. They're using similar ones. But more important than that, there's so many different technical gotchas.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some of the recent polls were with registered voters. You think, oh, that's a good thing. Poll registered voters. Well, it's not a good thing if most of those registered voters are high percentage, a third, 40%, don't vote. What you need to look at for a good poll, at the very least, is likely voters, because likely voters matter. So if they say, you know, a certain percent is against Trump, and then, you know, a third of those aren't going to vote against Trump because they're not going to vote for anybody, they're not there to vote for Democrat for president. They're not there waiting to vote for AOC for president.
No, that was scary, too. I don't know if you saw, the poll that came out, right? 74% of those Democrats said they would have voted. They would vote for her if she was for president, if she was of age. And I'm thinking, oh my God, that's when it's time to leave. Get on the plane and go quickly. You know.
Well, first of all, she's too young to be president.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, she would want to ignore the Constitution.
Well, it's an old document that gets in the way.
That's right for them, and that's one thing. But beyond that. Most things you say are cliches and memes and thoughts that don't really make a lot of sense. I mean, the folks in Davos, the globalists there, are going nuts with her idea of 70% tax rates for those with money, because they're the ones with the money in the world. They're going nuts with that. And a lot of other people think it's just crazy. And, you know, getting rid of ICE, Medicaid for all, even though it's $40 trillion. And by the way, where do you get it? She says, you just spend it. Okay, so what do? You either print the money, okay, and you have raging inflation, or you go to the Chinese with hat in hand and say, can I borrow another $40 trillion from you?
Oh, and our relationship is going so well with them, we shouldn't have a problem, right?
That's right. I mean, her idea that money grows on trees or whatever is just absurd.
Yeah.
So she's going to be called on the carpet in any kind of debate. And I don't think she can be taken seriously. I don't even think Democrats are taking her seriously. In fact, a lot of them are getting very upset. You notice,
but some of them in some of their speeches, though, are using some of the buzzwords that she's using, which tells me they're trying to pull in the people that she appeals to, which is scary in and of itself, you know? I mean, think about it. She won, and I think some of them see this, but she won not because she was the best person for the job, but because a message, to your point about the Republicans, was being sent, you can't ignore us. And the person she beat had been, what had he been there, 20 years, 30 years, whatever it was?
Long time.
Yeah, and decided that he didn't need to go back there because he had their vote. That's like murder. Self-inflicted suicide, right? Political suicide when you do that.
Well, she got that election by 15,000 votes out of 700,000 voters.
Right.
Or, you know, 700,000 is the official population for that
right.
district in Queens, New York. Okay, once she got the nomination in Queens, New York, it doesn't matter who you are, as long as you have a D at the end of your name, you get elected. She got
right.
87% of the votes there, talking nonsense. I mean, she has a degree in economics, but I don't think very highly of that university anymore, college, in Boston there, because if they can produce somebody with this little knowledge and hand them a bachelor's degree in economics, I wonder what their degree is worth. And how can somebody get through their degree program and not know anything about economics?
Yeah, get them out. Well, you don't know what the professor was, right? Maybe the professor was a hardcore left-wing loon that believes in socialism and tried to teach the kids how socialism works, but he couldn't find a country that it actually went down in where it worked, you know?
Of course not. Her statements are ludicrous.
Yeah.
And the more she somebody said the best thing we could do to help the Democrats lose the House in 2020 is make her the speaker. Everybody will just laugh at her because she's just so off in terms of the content. I mean, it's one thing, you know, you expect to hear liberals say liberal things. You expect socialists to say social things. But she just says things that don't make any sense.
Well, she was talking about billionaires the other day, right? She was at some church.
Right.
And she's talking about billionaires. And what does she say? She says something along the lines of, it's really sick that billionaires have helipads, yet people are dying from ringworm down in Alabama, something along those lines. And I'm looking
sure,
around
I'm
the
sure
room.
Alabama loves that.
Dying from ringworm? Exactly. Who dies from ringworm? But she said, I'm looking around the room to see maybe I've been committed to a funny farm and they're just piping this stuff through to make me feel like I'm even dumber than I already am kind of thing. You know, I'm sitting there. It's just craziness. But again, it goes back to what I've been saying to you. She got elected. Maxine Waters
yeah.
got elected. Nancy Pelosi got elected. Sheila Jackson Lee got elected. This is scary. You give the American voters a lot of credit. I sit with pause most of the time. You know what I mean?
Well, the American voters who think vote quite well across the country in general, but there are these blue districts that are pretty far off the deep end. And by the way, who's created all these billionaires, and which side are they on? If you look around the billionaires, the Bloombergs, all the various ones around the country, they're all a bunch of leftists,
mm-hmm.
you know, who made some money thanks to capitalism and freedom, and now want to make sure nobody else does. And so the people that she is looking to for financial support and moral support, because she probably thinks this is moral, and that are the very ones who have helped to create some of the disparities she complains about.
But you heard that whole thing about it.
It
was better to be, it was the right thing was to be, you know, emotionally correct. And not morally correct, right?
Yeah, well, that's a different thing.
But listen, I'm going to have fun for the next 2 years.
That's
to a degree,
right.
I'm kind of glad she's there. It'll give me a lot to play with. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, how people get a hold of you? How do they read or sign up for your newsletter, that kind of thing?
Well, it's greatnewsforamerica.com is my website, greatnewsforamerica.com. Blog post every week. They don't sign up for it. They just have to read it on the website.
There you go. See? You make it easier than I do. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always fun. Hey, Uncle Joe, he's out on an apology run around the country. This is just hilarious. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.